This is a moment to reflect on our relationship with Christ, as Elder Benjamin M. Z. Tai explains how we can remove impediments to feeling our Savior's love.
One summer, while traveling in a remote area, our family spent an evening sleeping outdoors under a cloudless sky. Clearly visible above us was the magnificent Milky Way, filled with innumerable stars and the occasional shooting star. While we marveled at the majesty of God's creation, we felt a reverent connection to Him. Our young children, who had grown up in Hong Kong, had never experienced anything like this before. They innocently asked if we lived under the same sky back home. I tried to explain to them that it was the same sky, but air and light pollution where we lived prevented us from seeing these stars, even though they were there. The scriptures teach us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. While disorienting distractions and terrestrial temptations cloud our spiritual vision, when we exercise faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, we receive clear assurance of their reality and of their concern for us. Jesus Christ embodies Heavenly Father's love for us. Through His atoning sacrifice, He took upon Himself our sins and was bruised for our iniquities. He has personally borne our griefs and carried our sorrows and taken upon Himself our pains and sicknesses. He sends the Holy Ghost to comfort us, and the fruits of the Spirit include joy, peace, and faith, which fill us with hope and love. While the love of God is accessible to all, many search earnestly for it, while others desire to feel God's love but do not believe that they deserve it. Some others are desperately trying to hang on to it. The scriptures and the Lord's prophet teach us that we can consistently experience God's love when, through the grace of Jesus Christ, we repeatedly repent, frankly forgive, strive to keep His commandments, and selflessly serve others. We feel God's love when we do things that draw us closer to Him, such as conversing with Him daily through prayer and scripture study, and stop doing things that distance us from Him, such as being prideful, contentious, and rebellious.
That was an excerpt from Elder Benjamin M. Z. Tai's talk, The Love of God. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.